Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Shishi B'Shabbat, the sixth day of the week, Erev Shabbat Kodesh. And in the sixth Aliyah of Parashat Ki Teitzeh, we have nine psukim. In this Aliyah, we hear more mitzvos. We hear about a man who is in his Shana Rishona, the first year of marriage. He may not serve in the army. We hear many halachos about collateral. When you lend a person money, we often take collateral, but the Torah here says that utensils that are used to prepare food may not be used for collateral. You may not take collateral by force. We also hear that a poor person's collateral must be returned to them at the end of the day, of each day. This Aliyah talks about kidnapping, where the kidnapper is executed. And lastly, we are commanded to remember the punishment that Miriam received for speaking Lashon Hara about her brother Moshe. Again, the Torah tells us in Perek Chaf Dalet Pasuk Tet, Zachor Eit Asher Asa Hashem Elokecha LeMiriam Baderech Betzeitchem Mitzrayim. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam as a punishment for speaking Lashon Hara. The Rambam Rav Moshe Ben Maimon, who died in 1204, does not count this as a mitzvah in his listing of the 613 mitzvos, but the Ramban, on the other hand, does. Rav Moshe ben Nachman, who died in 1270, the Ramban says that it is a mitzvah. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam as a punishment for Lashon Hara. The Ramban actually lists this as one of the mitzvos that he disagrees with the Rambam. It's omission number 7. The Ramban says that we have a mitzvah to remember how powerful the sin of Lashon Hara is. It's so much so that it's one of the 613 mitzvos, just to remember the punishment. Lashon Hara is so powerful that the Gemara in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Peicher Amud Bet, tells us that there are two separate things in the Beis HaMikdash that are needed to atone for Lashon Hara. First, there is the Ketores, the incense, and there's also the Me'il, the Beged of the Kohen Gadol, which has the bells and the pomegranate-like ornaments. We need Ketores and Me'il. Both the Ketores and the Me'il were needed to atone for private Lashon Hara and public Lashon Hara. That's how powerful Lashon Hara is. And as would be expected, the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen, who died in 1933, the Chafetz Chaim wrote extensively about this pasuk, both in his Sefer on Lashon Hara called Chafetz Chaim, but it's also in the Chafetz Chaim Ala Torah. The Chafetz Chaim writes how every phrase of this pasuk, every phrase, is used, says the Chafetz Chaim, to counter people's perception that Lashon Hara is not so bad. Again, the pasuk is Zachor Eit Asher Asa Hashem Elokecha LeMiriam Baderech Betzeitchem Mitzrayim, and the Chafetz Chaim looks at every single expression. First of all, he says we have Zachor. We have to actively and regularly remember and talk about what happened to Miriam. That way it stays in our active memory, and it helps us avoid Lashon Hara. Then we have the next part of the pasuk, Eit Asher Asa. What was done to her? What was done to her? Tzaras. A person with tzaras has to leave the camp and sit alone, abandoned, deserted. They are not welcome to live with us. Why not? All because of Lashon Hara. We continue. Zachor Eit Asher Asa. The continuation is Hashem Elokecha LeMiriam. Miriam was a Neviah. She was a Tzadekes. The well in the desert was only because of her and her merit. And yet, even she was punished, and her Zechuyos did not shield her from her punishment. And lastly, in the Pasuk, says the Chafetz Chaim, we have Baderech Betzeitchem Mimitzrayim. Don't for a minute think that this was a particularly bad time for Bnei Yisrael. Hashem was particularly angry. No, says the Chafetz Chaim, this was an Eit Ratzon. We left Mitzrayim. Hashem was happy with us, so to speak. We were on good terms, so to speak, with Hashem. And yet, nonetheless, Lashon Hara was spoken by Miriam, a Tzadekes, in an Eit Ratzon, and she got punished. And so let us all, Amir Tzashem, remember. We have to remember the episode of Miriam, and we must use our words to help people, to make people feel good, to bring people together, and not, chas v'shalom, the opposite. Have an amazing day and Shabbat Shalom, everybody.